what's going on, man? Welcome you to the PK Show. Look here. Tonight we going in now, baby. We going into the Mars. We going where don't nobody want to go, baby. We going to spooky land. We going to the place where if you say something about it, anything, everybody's scared because you're going to be shut down, put out. It's going to be a mess. Man, tonight I got members, good people from the LGBTQ community. And we're going to talk that talk tonight, baby. We're going to get to the nitty gritty, man. We're going to ask the questions that the world wants to know. Because I damn sure want to know some shit. You know what I mean? So we're going to introduce my crew tonight, man. What's your name, buddy?
Well, I'm going to start with a question first. Why does God be spooky land?
Come, you know how many motherfuckers done lost their job fucking with y'all?
Let's hop right into this thing, right? Okay.
Well, we're going to introduce yourself and we're going to get to it, man. Let's go, man.
My name is Satchel Jester. I'm an Atlanta native, still an Atlanta resident. Probably the coolest gay dude you might ever meet.
Okay.
Unless you meet the other side of the coin. And then it gets spooky.
I'm Tristan Hartman. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been here in Atlanta for the last 5 years. I'm winging it as I go along, and so I'm gonna shoot it to my sister.
Hi, my name is She the Queen. I am based out of Atlanta. I used to live in Macon, and I was raised in McDonough.
McDonough, Georgia?
Mm-hmm, oh, right cool. Down the road.
Okay.
And I'm Deidre Ellington. I live in Atlanta now, but native New Yorker. New Yorker.
New York City.
Yes.
New York City. Yes. Mm-hmm. So listen, y'all ready to get into this?
Yeah. Let's do it.
We're going right in. Y'all ready? Mm-hmm.
We ready?
Sure.
So first thing I want to know is, dum dum dum, is there a gay agenda?
I think everybody has an agenda.
Like humans.
Yeah. Yes.
What does that mean?
What do you mean by agenda?
Man, is it like a movement, like y'all, like, not trying to take over, but
I think now with the millennial generation, it's just a thing to do. That's what, you know, everybody's
so they playing.
Trying,
they playing gay.
Trying it. I mean, you could tell by how many times they go in and out of relationships. It's just, it's a game to most of them right now.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, so, I've been in a relationship for 18 years now.
That's
you
interesting.
Know, married, 3 kids. You know,
have there been like trivial times in between?
Nope, because everybody know I don't play no games.
Okay.
That's it.
So you just, that's, you are what you are.
That's it. That's
so you it. Ain't playing no games.
Nope.
So you look at the young people as playing, like it's a hip, cool thing to do.
It's just something to do right now. Everybody, you know, trying to try everything, you know.
K is the new black.
It's cool to be gay right now.
It's cool to be gay.
Yeah, everybody's just, you know, in there trying.
I think. At, you know, Transgender Day of Remembrance, I think people might have a different opinion.
Because no one's speaking up for that, because I'm transgender, but...
So, okay, hold on. So, what exactly does that mean? Just so I know.
I was born a male, I identify as female, and I live my life as such.
As a female?
Yes.
Okay.
You might not catch me with the wig on, okay. But my whole persona, as far as I go, like, it's very girl. Like, I go into like a store, I go into Starbucks, I go into Target, I get in an Uber. My voice is high, like my makeup's always on. I'm a makeup artist and you're just assuming that I'm a girl before you even look at me because you're just listening to me.
Okay.
But I identify as that and so yeah, that's a everyday challenge that I deal with.
So is there ever a time when you benefit from being a man?
I've always felt, even, this isn't another argument, but I have always had like a feminine side. I've always been feminine all my life.
Okay.
So I don't have the relationship with my mother. I don't know who my father is. And since I was young, and maybe it was since birth, but like I don't know that part, but what I can recall of, I've always been attracted to the same sex, so yeah, I've never felt like a boy ever.
Really? So I guess that goes to the question, listen, first of all, let me say this, excuse me for my ignorance of the gay community, first of all, so a lot of questions may be kind of foolish to y'all. But hey, man, shit, I want to know.
It's nothing we never heard before, I'm sure.
You know what?
It's not even you, it's just everyone in general wants to know.
Exactly.
And so if you're coming from Macon or McDonough, or if you're coming from, how I live in Buckhead right now, but like even the kids that live in Buckhead, like they still don't know. So what I'm attracting are heterosexual males that don't, that identify as heterosexual, but then when I pop into the picture, knowing in my Tinder description exactly what I am, like, you're okay with that. Mm. But you have some sort of question mark in your head. And I feel like everyone has that question mark. So, I mean, you like what you like at the end of the day. So, yeah, but
And I think that goes back to the question, is there an agenda?
Right.
I feel like everybody's gay LGBTQ story is different.
Absolutely.
And so your agenda becomes different. Mm-hmm. I think my agenda.
That's a good point.
Is I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think.
Do you feel like you need to have a label on that or on you?
I mean, I identify as a gay man.
Yes.
But I think my agenda is to be very clear in saying that because I'm a gay man doesn't mean that I'm attracted to all men. Uh-huh. So my agenda is also to let people know the world isn't void of gay people or lesbians or trans people, whatever that is. Like, we're here, yeah. They're here, whatever you want to call it. So the agenda is, the agenda for me is for the ignorance to subside, because the other part is a lot of people play ignorant, but they're not ignorant.
Yeah.
Because they're more into it than you think they may be, to your point of attracting heterosexual men.
What exactly does that mean?
To her point of attracting heterosexual men.
What is
because
that,
you may not
mean?
Know, say it. You what may not know the mean? Acronym for LGBT, but you know that you're a man that's attracted to men. So you don't have to call that anything to know that it's something that you
so
feel.
So you're saying dudes out here faking the phone?
Oh, yes. Oh, very much so. The guys that I attract,
they're not faking it.
Would
that's
never
what it
think
is.
That, you wouldn't even question, sweetie, I've had chief of firemen, I've had pastors.
Don't put nobody in the street now.
I'm not call anyone out, but yeah. Like, the chief of the fireman
He's
department
supposed going back
and someone that's a pastor mm-hmm. or someone that's a police officer.
So does that go back to what you were saying?
Like they just plan, but you let them know up front, right?
Yeah, they know. Yeah. They know. See, so there's no question mark doing. When it comes to me, because
so if she's telling them,
this is who I am,
and they still going, then they know what they're doing.
Yes.
See, well, that's because people are freaky. Whatever you want to call it.
See, that's what.
But then that goes back to everybody just out there.
It's gumbo. Everybody want a little scoop of the pie. You know what I mean?
So you had a conversation.
We did.
And you told me you only been in a relationship with one gay guy.
Openly gay guy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who was everyone before?
And everybody else was?
They were men that don't necessarily identify as gay. But I might be a person where you don't really have to identify as something specific to me.
What does that mean?
I don't think that matters. I think that if you and I have a vibe, you can call yourself Mickey Mouse. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't matter to me.
But wait a minute. But you said with one that was openly gay.
Right.
So the rest of them, they were gay, but nobody knew, or? Yeah,
they were questioning heterosexuals.
Oh, but they, so they were they still dating women?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I feel like a lot of this conversation is kind of downplaying people who are bi or pan.
And that's
like,
a thing.
You don't have to
be gay
or straight. There's a lot of room in the middle.
Yeah.
And as someone who is a part of that bi family, like, your genitals don't matter to me. Like, everybody's got something, and we all pink on the inside. So, like, the thing is for me is that, like, it's people, not parts. And so there are a lot of, you know,
people, not parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
You know, I think that, and this is a question that I've always asked myself, and I present it in settings, not like this, because we're all on the same page, right. Obviously. But I don't understand how you can be attracted to somebody, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever the case may be. You feel these things, you enjoy company, you know, all of this is happening. And then just because it's another man or another woman, you have to turn that off because you've been told that it's not right. So that's why I don't necessarily need anybody to identify as anything, nope. because that gray area is real.
Yeah. Yeah.
That gray area is real. So it means nothing to me. It means nothing for me, for you to tell me that you're straight when I see another side. It means nothing for you to tell me that you're gay and I see other things. Like it's person by person. Is individual. That's why you see sometimes, and the world goes crazy when you might see a celebrity dating a man, then dating a woman, or seeing the woman dating a woman, and then two men. Like, everybody is all up in arms, but as humans, we wake up every day, and we live, and we see, and we talk, and we learn, and we speak. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand how you just cut that off because of what you're supposed to be taught.
Yeah.
Or
do. How does it feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And I think just for my, I mean, with my personal experience, I've dated women, cisgender women. I've dated people who are in the middle of their gender or people who are in transition. I've dated people who are, you know, fully transitioned. And I think that one of the biggest things to me is that, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I care about people and their brains and their hearts. And sometimes their bodies, and in that, like, I don't care how that body is composed. For me, I think what's really important is going back to the question of, is there a gay agenda? I would say, fuck yes, there is. In Georgia, we do not have comprehensive civil rights. We are one in three states that has no civil rights legislation at all. But we also are one in five states with no comprehensive civil rights legislation. Mm-hmm. There are no protections legally for people within public accommodations, within employment, within just the general public space, mm-hmm. who are in the LGBT community. In Georgia, especially because it's an at-will state, you can be fired just for having a picture of your same-sex partner on your desk. And there are no legal protections for you at all.
That's interesting. Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up. So I hear a lot about the laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly are they? What are the laws that they're fighting for, or need, or, like, what is that about?
So, when I'm not in drag, I work in public policy as an advocate. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things on the agenda. One of them is comprehensive civil rights, which is, you know, the right to not be discriminated against in hotels, restaurants, at your place of work, private employment, obviously. There's also decriminalizing HIV. There's a really big fight right now within the seropositive community to decriminalize having HIV and not disclosing it in certain ways because it's not a death sentence anymore. Mm-hmm. And the laws that criminalize HIV actually increase stigma, which increases the transmission rates. There's also a movement that's starting right now where, like, you cannot ask someone when they're applying for a job if they, like, what their salary history is, because that's a way of wage discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Especially between in communities of color and trans women and women and as well. It's within the whole, basically, if you're not a cisgender white straight male, asking someone their wage history is a way to dock their earnings. Okay. Because just historically those people have been paid less.
Gotcha.
There's a whole lot. I can talk a lot about this.
Clearly.
Explain what cisgender is. Yeah. That's like a regular person.
That's new.
Yeah.
That's
has a net. Well, that's
so cisgender is when you identify with the gender that you were assigned with at birth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, but there's just so much going on right now within the legislative session that we're in right now, and there's a lot going on in the local, state, and federal level.
Mm-hmm.
The Equality Act has been at the federal level for a long time now. Nancy Pelosi has been trying to get that done for a long time. Not an endorsement of Nancy Pelosi. I work at a nonprofit. However, I mean, there has been a long struggle for comprehensive civil rights at the federal, state, and local level for a really long time. And especially in Georgia, where we don't have any, I think it's really important that we do get that passed, but also that we work in criminal justice reform, that we work in a lot of different areas within the healthcare and employment in general and economic mobility, that these all encompass within what you could call a gay agenda.
So let me ask you this. How do you feel about black people not having some of that shit you're talking about?
What do you mean we don't have the issues that...
No, not the issues. I mean, the laws,
mm-hmm.
and they're being discriminated against as well. So yeah. I think a lot of the argument is, okay. shit. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, who do
as
I?
Minorities.
Yeah.
Period.
Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? That's, like, that's shit. Do I have to? Do I need to lean more towards this right, these rights than my own?
I don't think that. I think that the conversation. So someone. So I come from a Japanese American family.
Okay.
But I'm not ever going to say that my experience of race has been equivalent to the level of discrimination that mm-hmm. black people feel.
So let me ask you this. Okay. Do you feel like, because you're also white too, right?
Yeah, so I'm Japanese, I'm mixed race.
Okay, so do you feel like your experience as a gay person, mm-hmm. woman, man, is the same as his?
No.
Okay.
So, I think that the level of individuality within this oppressive system is mm-hmm. always really interesting. But as someone who is Japanese American, but also white, and that has dated women that can, if I want to, or if I find them attractive, like for me, as someone who is queer and mixed race, the level of discrimination and things that I feel going through life, it's not going to be the same as people with darker skin tones.
Gotcha.
That's okay. So, systemic racism is such an issue.
Right.
And as someone who is not entailed wholly within that, mm-hmm. I still benefit from a system that's geared towards light-skinned people.
Gotcha. Even though he's gay.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So do you think a little bit of the conversation gets mixed up in the race? So do you think the gay and the race thing gets kind of mixed up a little bit where Like mm-hmm. once before, I was talking to a gay chick, and mm-hmm. she was talking about the rights. And I asked the white woman who was with her, I'm like, do you think your experience as a gay white woman is the same as hers as mm-hmm. a gay black woman? Mm-hmm. And the white woman said no. So, and I went to her and I'm like, so the issues you're talking about is still race.
Yeah.
So, you see what I'm saying? So it I
always
think-
Always will be.
Yeah, so well, I think, and, yeah. I think white gays mm-hmm. use gay to get the black gays all riled up as far as this movement. Mm-hmm. And the reality is it's still black and white.
Wait a yeah. minute, how would they get that?
Hold on, let me explain. So when I was on the Beltline, they had her doing all the hooping and hollering, right? They weren't saying anything. So when I went to her and said, so what are the laws? She didn't have any information, right? Mm-hmm. And then when she began to talk, I'm like, baby, that's black shit. Like,
yeah.
this is happening to you because you're black, not because you're gay.
Right.
And the white girls knew that. That's why they said the experiences were not the same.
Yeah.
Right? I think they use the millennial, the new group of gay people who are confused to carry out all of the hoopla and the noise and the fighting and fussing and going on when the gay people who are gay and really gay, just being gay.
Just home, just living my life.
And they cool. Well,
I mean, I'm out of the loop, like, with all these letters and yeah, this alphabet.
That's what I'm saying, it's too much.
I'm out of the loop with all of that, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, I just live my life, I raise my kids, and that's it. We just go about our day, whatever, you know.
That's
and
it.
I think everybody's gay story is specific.
Absolutely.
Like, I am black and I'm gay, but mm-hmm. I can't recall black, I can't recall any situations I've been in where somebody tried me because I was black or because I was gay.
Me either.
Because I just don't operate in a way where if the most interesting thing about me is what color my skin is and who I sleep with, mm-hmm. it's a bigger problem. I've always been unapologetically myself.
I like it.
And then if we That's get dope. Into the layers, you might find some other things, but you're not gonna wrong me, or you might try mm-hmm. for any of it, because I'm just not that person that you can just roll up on and push me into a locker because I'm black gotcha. Or not gotcha. Let me sit here because I'm gay, because you get gotcha. Fucked up that kind
Hello.
Of
way.
But
you know what I mean?
But the thing is this, the thing is you're cool with you, right?
So
the issue is this, like for what would they call you, a stud?
No.
Just gay, okay. So for a stud, I guess. Ain't that what they call?
But I
So here's my stud. Issue. Right. So here's
Maybe
my
not
issue.
Her, but that's
I'm
what they call
I'm soft stud.
Okay, talk to me. I see you all looking all pretty, girl. I see you.
She's not really.
So look, DJ, this is my thing right here, baby. You can't identify as a male, as a man, You can't
now
do.
I got too much.
You can't do man shit.
Like what?
Be disrespectful to men when it comes to women. But then when but when a man get on your ass, you want to be a woman when the police get here. Can't sit on the fence, baby. Like, you got to pick a side. So you can't work with which side is convenient for you or works for you at that time.
And I think that goes back to the core of who you are.
That's right.
But I'm saying, what I'm saying, though, dog, is
he's saying sitting on the fence. You can't
wink your eye and lick your tongue at my girl while I'm with her. And when I come over here and put that choke slam on you, now the police get there, and now you talking about you a woman.
Well, if you licking your lips and winking at somebody something anyway, whether it's man shit or woman shit, whatever you want to call it, that's disrespect.
Well, we're talking about stuff.
So that gets into a whole other conversation.
Yeah, I feel like that's not related to anybody's gender.
No.
That's using...
People, like, gender and sexuality are very fluid.
Right.
And I feel like right now we're talking about these things as if once you pick something, like, you have to be that way the rest of your life.
But this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. Using the shit to work for you. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just talking about studs.
I just told you I'm not a stud.
She got on pink velvet. She not a stud.
Damn, we should have got a stud. Listen, so I'm just saying, all I'm saying is everybody can respect each other. Right. And everybody cool.
And that's the core.
But you can't, play that. You can't sit on that fence. Like, in different situations, determine who you're gonna be.
Unfortunately, people do that though.
But yeah.
Gay or straight.
But like how you said you would walk out of here and be a African-American male. Mm-hmm. So this would go down the line because he's an African gay male. Mm-hmm. I'm African-American transgender, mm-hmm. and this is an African-American lesbian.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What just happened? Why is it that, and I know it's not y'all because y'all are pretty cool, but why is it nobody can have an opinion about the gay community?
It's okay to have an opinion as long as you're not disrespectful about it.
What is the difference?
Have an educated opinion.
Hello.
Like the most ignorant thing I've ever heard is that, and here's the thing. Like, I roll with dudes. Mm-hmm. I got good homeboys. Like, I don't have a story of being raised by a tribe of women and not having a male influence, none of that. That's not my story.
Right.
So your dad is still like currently?
I grew up in a household with my dad. My uncles are G's, West Side niggas all day. You know what I mean? Like it's
coming from that, like how was your, when you came out, how was that?
It was cool because again, like if the most interesting thing about me is that I'm gay, something's wrong with that picture. Like, I'm an editor, I'm a writer, I represent brands, I represent worldwide brands. Mm-hmm. And if an airline finds no fault in what I got going, I really don't give two fucks about what you're talking mm-hmm. about. So, but it also comes across, it also matters how you introduce yourself, because I'm gonna be very clear that I'm not with the bullshit. So whether that's because I'm black, I'm gay, I'm fat, whatever it is, my family rides with me. Yeah. Like literally, and sometimes I will admit that I do feel a little bad because my gay story it's not wrapped in any hate.
It's different for you than it
was for me. You know what I mean? My family was like, all right, so what's good? When the next time you doing this or you doing that? So the problem I have with people's opinions is when it's an ignorant opinion.
Right. Okay.
And that's whether we're talking about black and white, mm-hmm. gay and straight, mm-hmm. rich and poor, whatever we're talking about. Like, you can definitely always bring your opinion to the table because that's human nature.
Gotcha.
But make it an educated statement. Like, I want to say the most ignorant thing, and I want to say this to the main camera.
Please.
To men in the world, just because a man is gay does not mean that man wants you. Same ones that kick up the smoke are the same ones that when the music stops, it turns into a sup, S-U-P. That's like a term, and again, when you get a sup, you know what that is. So I just want to. What's up? But it's cut. If somebody texts you sup, that means what's good.
Hold on. I
don't know.
Hold on. This is me. I gotta think this shit now. Hold on.
It's like the eyes. If you send those, the eyes, you know what that means.
What the eyes mean?
The eyes. The little eyes that look this way. You know what that means.
What's
that mean?
What's up? So I just need to kill the emojis
off
the
If somebody send you the eyes,
that's
it's going down.
My phone rings, And I can text. The rest of that, I don't know.
No, it's all.
Watch your damn emojis
it's
now.
It's serious. But I do want to. But all serious is I do want to say that again. Like the ignorance is where it gets sticky. Because
but I get that because I like women. I like every woman around. It is like
that's a lie. No. That's a lie.
And it's but the, I like men too.
You do.
That's the other part. Like,
and so like so.
That,
what
that,
type of men do you
just
like?
A joke.
Oh, it was a joke. Okay.
So let me ask y'all this. So I know we got the rights that you know. So it's funny because it seems like y'all want to be so want to be equal, right? And want everybody to get along. But it's actually so much segregation in the gay community.
Okay. Absolutely.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what's up with that?
We really don't get along.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
But that's the same thing with blacks. There's a lot of segregation amongst us, period.
What straight people deal with, as far as like, as a whole, with the whole, you know, black-white situation. So then we're homosexual, and then we have to deal with that too, because there are, that's a thing. Get on these like day getting apps and stuff like that. Like that's a thing. Like the preferences and things of that nature. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to get into that,
heterosexual people are too, and they end up in the gay side, acting like it's by mistake.
Yeah,
I'm looking for a woman, but you're on the man's side. No, you're not.
I mean, like back to what Tristan was saying. Like, I mean, there have been people. It's not at the same level, obviously, but people will find out that I'm Asian and be like, I don't like rice queens or like. Go back to China, and like, I'm not Chinese, I'm Japanese. Like, and so there's all of that, but also, I mean, so I looked into like, why is racism, and why does it feel so much harsher in the LGBT community than at large? And then, but there's like, so there's this idea, it's called like secondary marginalization, and you look into it, and basically like, when you're in an already oppressed community, you pick up destructive behaviors that have helped the community at large get by because it gives you at least something like as a one-up. So like white gays will engage in like misogynistic or racist behaviors
because of the primary race.
Yeah.
We're all secondary no matter what.
Yeah.
Damn, that actually makes sense.
And like even in like, so in like Asian communities, there's a lot of misogyny and like it's really strongly like, The gender roles are very separate, and like women are supposed to be submissive, and men are supposed to be this way, and like even within the Asian community, like within other things that people deal with, it's really harsh. And when you move from communities of color into America, like especially within queer people of color, like there's just so much layered on top of one another. People pick up destructive behaviors that are damaging to other people, but help them get by because it's basically a survival tactic. And it's not excusing it by any way. It's still awful and it's still destructive and horrible. But that is one like thought as to why it's that way.
I think you feel better about yourselves
when
sometimes.
When you put somebody else down.
You know, you've heard the phrase, hurt people hurt people.
Right. Misery loves company.
Misery loves company, all of those things. And I can admit, I never feel I'm never as uncomfortable socially as I am when I'm in a gay club. But it's because, you know, within the gay community, there's like no fats, no femmes. There are so many things, and that means no fat boys, no feminine boys. So, and you have a guy that wears heels talking about no feminine boys, which gets crazy.
But you're saying they're saying no that they're not allowed?
They don't like fat boys or feminine boys.
We're not going to be approached.
No fats, no femmes.
Stay away if you're fat, if you're feminine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, DJ, let me ask you.
This is the new stuff, because like I don't... Yeah.
Well, I'm old school. I'm old. Yeah, like, I'm not, like, new school by far. Like, I just think... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I just want to add, DJ is like a...
Old school.
Yeah, she like a 72 Cadillac gay.
She don't know what the letter stand for. She don't know nothing. All she knows, she's been married for 8 years.
She here learning just like me.
But coming up in your time, like, was... So what we're talking about right now, was that, like, not the tea for you? Or was that, like, a discussion and then no one did anything about it until, like, we came along? Because I'm 30 now, so what kids are doing now, trying to, like, you know... get rich scheme kind of sort of situation. Like, mm-hmm. they're trying to figure that out, trying to bypass all that, and then, yeah.
To me, growing up, I was more afraid to say it to my family, but when I did, they were like, okay, we knew that. We was waiting for you to tell us.
Okay,
you
so, know, that, so. That piggybacks on his story, because yeah. I don't have that story, yeah. so.
I think I don't know if
any not a one problem I can say I had. Not one.
So and you have kids and everything.
I do.
Okay.
And so how do three your family, kids. How do they feel about it?
My kids?
Yeah.
But your kids came later.
No.
No. So you had kids before you came out to your family?
Oh no. That was later. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My I have twin boys who are 18.
Oh wow.
And a 10-year-old girl.
Okay.
And
okay.
They've never had any problems That's either.
Cool. Okay, so let me ask you this. So how did the father feel?
Oh, that was a different story.
That's what I want to know.
That was
because here's the issue.
Still, or
no. That was a whole.
So I mean, it's like I know.
He had a problem with it.
Clearly,
he had a problem with it. But more of his problem was that I was there doing what he wasn't doing. So I think more of his problem was his pride and his, it didn't have anything to do with me being with his ex-wife, because she was married to him at the time.
Hold on.
I mean, I could tell you.
I didn't drink.
It's a bigger, that's a bigger fish to fry. Yeah, gay, straight.
This ain't no reality show, but boy, this shit about to get crazy. You had, were you married?
Me, no.
You weren't married?
No.
You were with a guy?
No.
Where the kids come from?
They're her kids.
Mmm.
Okay. When I met her, her twin boys were a year old. They were just turning two. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they were separated.
Okay.
Her and the father with the kids, they were separated. And
you swoop right on.
Nah, you slid up in that thing. Literally.
Put your cape on and came on.
No, it wasn't like that.
I got you, baby.
Yes,
it was just, you know. But he had a problem, but I think more of he had a problem because I was doing, you know. I used to have conversations with him. It got to a point where I was the mediator, where like he would drop them off to me, and then, you know, they would come to us for the weekend
without
or whatever.
Without knowing what you were doing.
Until he said something slick out his mouth and I had to tell him about himself. But then after that.
No. Hold on.
Oh, no, that's yeah. never happened.
She went stud on
yes.
him.
I went Deidre on him.
So was he
that's
dropping
worse.
Off kids
yeah.
to you?
He was dropping
hold
them
on,
off
check
to
this
me.
Hold on, mm-hmm. without knowing what was going on with y'all?
No, he knew.
So he knew the whole time?
He knew, yeah, he knew.
Wow. So were you and the woman messing around while they were together?
No. No.
So was she gay before she got with you?
I don't think so.
Hey, what about me?
That's another conversation.
That's a whole nother conversation.
I think she wasn't sure. She was younger.
She was questioning.
She was questioning.
So you just jumped
no,
down
no,
on
No, 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 I.
You just know, say, girl, he ain't gonna, no, he ain't no, shit. No,
no. I wish
I got you,
baby.
So listen, let me say that. We can all get along no matter what. We can mm-hmm. enjoy each other, have fun. Everybody can respect each other's space.
Yes.
The issue comes in when you try to force your lifestyle or beliefs onto other people.
Is it forcing or is it wanting people to be educated?
So here's my thing. If I'm like coming down the street and there's a dude with a gay flag on his back with some little shorts on doing some extremely crazy shit,
right.
And I think it's the funniest shit in the world.
You should
it's
laugh.
Almost
you
like, laugh. Ah, yeah. But you better not say nothing. Like,
but
hold
that's,
on, hold on.
Yeah,
but,
you're
but
right.
That's the energy
you're absolutely
of
right.
the gay community. You're so it's like, right now, y'all like the biggest bullies in the world.
What do you mean we're the bullies?
No, he's right.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
Right. The Bible says you do things decently and in order. Yes, I know the Bible. I'm sitting here drinking tequila and I'm talking about being gay, but I know the Bible. It says do things decently and in order.
Come on, man.
So to get a message across, for the message to be well received, just like if you're teaching a class, if you're doing anything from an educational standpoint, you need to make sure that your message is delivered, okay? So you can't wrap all of that up in random pomp and circumstance.
So what I'm saying is, you can be gay, you can be black, you can be white, you can be whatever. Whatever you choose to be, it's perfectly fine. There's no issue. The only issue is when I try to make my beliefs or my opinion law.
Right.
We can have conversation and share information. That's it. So what you believe in, how you live, it does not affect me in no way at all. And we have to learn to respect that space and live in this place.
Well, when we get everybody like you, then we'll be all right.
Well, and to your point, straight people can't think that that's law. Yeah. Because that's almost sometimes the alpha opinion.
Yes. Because how is me being homosexual affecting your straight marriage?
Absolutely not. It doesn't affect
exactly.
me at all.
Exactly. But so, tell that to your other heterosexual friends.
Right. But if I think about this, okay, and I'm going to say this, we're going to wrap it up. What made me do this show was I went into a restaurant, and they had the gay flag, the gay pride flag, hanging on the wall. I'm spending my money too, right? And I asked, I say, hey, baby, let me ask you something. Why is the flag on the wall? And she's like, well, we support the gay community. I said, oh, that's cool. I said, so is my money not good here? And she was like, yes, of course. I said, well, could I put a black flag on the wall? And she's like,
What does it mean, the black flag?
I get what you're saying.
All I'm saying is, let's keep it the same across the board. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Respect each other.
I agree with that.
Respect where we are, where we stand in our space. Let's live together. Respect each other and just enjoy each other. That's it.
Have you seen the new flag, though? We've got new colors on the flag.
Hey, oh, man, boy. We're going to wrap this up, man. Listen. Hey, man, we appreciate you hanging out with folks tonight at the PK Show, man. I appreciate my crew. They came out, educated me a little. I feel a little better about this. You know, just in case trivia night, some of this shit come up, I might win a toaster or something.
Why I got to be a gay prize?
What trivia are you going to do with a toaster?
Why I got to be a gay prize? Hey,
listen, man, y'all have a good one, man, and come back with us and mess with us at the PK Show, baby. Have a good one.